Okay, are you alive? Good, good, good. So, hello everyone. I'm happy to be at my first OpenSUSE conference. My name is George. I work for Analog Devices. It's a chip manufacturer from the United States. And today I would like to present our Linux approach and how we leverage continuous integration and which tools are we using. This presentation has a lot of links, so the slides are made available. Because I will provide a lot of the stack, almost everything from the stack is open source. So first, how does ADI Linux approach works? We have an entity called Linux Factor that's responsible to ensure the quality of every driver that we put out there. To put in perspective, we have more than 1,200 drivers supporting the Linux kernel devices. And the idea is really to centralize how we are testing things, ensuring that it meets not only the quality standard, but it's also secure, right? And in terms of security, this is the scenario of security vulnerabilities right now for the Linux kernel. There are more than 7,000 security vulnerabilities logged. And even if you go to the newest LTS release, we have for 6.12, the latest tag, you have around 200 CVEs that are not patched. Maybe they just slipped through and there is a fix, but it's not logged that it's actually fixed. So everything, even with the CRA, now the Cyber Release Act, we have to improve our ways of monitoring and to really raise the bar of how we do things. Right. So just to give an idea, as illustrative purposes, we have our development of the Linux kernel. And if we actually quantify the amounts of security vulnerabilities we have, for our development branch, we have 400 CVEs that affects our dev config. That means the vulnerability that is affected is in the kernel that we built, right? And when we try to make a release, we also end up still with around 200 security vulnerabilities or something newer, 61 vulnerabilities. So it's every week there are more issues. So it becomes a continuous maintenance, continuous monitoring problem, right? And just to give an idea how bad the situation is, the time to exploit it right now is around 1 day. And to find a security vulnerability nowadays, it's pretty much you ask Cloud Code to look at your repository and it can find it. So the question is, how do we leverage the same tools that attackers can use in our own workflow? So for our public and internal repository, we have a very complex continuous integration that's based on the kernel CI, but runs completely on GitHub using self-hosted runners, right? So everything you build with multiple compilers, multiple dev configs, and then we are able to extract exactly what's wrong and put it as a GitHub annotation. Since we are a large company, it makes sense to do that, because we have different levels of expertise around our employees, right? So it's nice to have a uniform way of doing things. And the nicest thing, actually, about doing this extra step of parsing your code and putting as GitHub annotations, parsing a log, is because the annotations are actually API ready. You can query them. And what we did is to use the open source coding harness. It's called py.dev. That allows us to create a very precise AI review bot that has access to our data sheets and all the context and the skill sets to be able to review the code and provide a way more meaningful output, automatic output, than you would get off the shelf using Copilot and so on. Right. And this works by simply listening to GitHub's webhooks, going to a web app, a gateway, and then dispatching the workflow run using our code harness. It reloads the skills. The skills themselves are a shared repository. It's public. It's contributed by Red Hat and Meta. So it already has all the rules for the Linux kernel development. And it just gets feeds into the LLM context, plus our own information, that's the data sheet, register maps, and so on. So our bot is able to do its thing and then provide not only a summary of it, but also provide Git patches that the developer can incorporate in its own workflow. All right. This part maybe not so interesting, but we build it to be honest, accurate, and useful. So it generated the patches. We are using py.dev. You bring your own API key. We have some fans of py.dev in the crowd. And it's very nice. It's not necessarily cheap, because we are already paying enterprise price for the APIs, and I can guarantee you it's expensive. We run with Sonnet right now. And it's OK. It's manageable, the pricing. But it's not comparable with user prices that you pay monthly, right? Yeah, so we have some Node.js to inject the variables, exactly Git ranges, tell it to explain by example. And then for security, there are different jobs, right? The jobs that runs py.dev has no permission at all. We collect the artifacts in another job, and then with the proper tokens authentication, we create a comment, do some actionable action. But OK, now the interesting part, the part of how do we do actually run it in the back end. So first, we started using Podman to manage the kind of cheese infrastructure. But we noticed that systemd actually provides all the tools since like 10 years ago. It have provided all the stack, all the nice fine tuning that we could wish for built in. So we moved to kernel namespaces, and the improvement is very meaningful, because you intentionally configure your services for exactly what you need. And a straightforward benefit that we got is that we can have a rootfs as read-only shared with all containers. So if you are only building something very small, you provide a home directory that's a few megabytes, and then your rootfs that's actually 2 gigabytes or more is shared between all containers, right? So you have this immediate benefit of the sizing, and sizing storage nowadays is expensive again. And also, the orchestration of it becomes so much easier, because you only have to have a single way of managing things that is through systemd. Everything looks native when you look at the systemd status. And you don't have to jiggle around Docker, Podman difference between them. Everything just looks native, but it's running inside a sandbox. So for managing it, we are using an open source infrastructure library called PyInfra. It's pretty much Python with bindings, nice bindings for what you want to do. Like, I want to copy a file to the server, ensure that it's synchronized. It already has the implementation of it. And we have then Jinjan templates to fine tune between different runners. For example, we have Linux builds that doesn't require any kind of special permission, but then you have Yocto builds that needs to set the execution bit, and then it needs a slightly elevated more security permission, right? So we can fine tune to it, set resources limits, and then a tiny bit of bash script to just set the home directory based on the reference image, right? And then we have the second part, is that is actually the fine tuning of it. That it has 80 different options that you have to fine tune. That you should fine tune, right? That will give different levels of control. So how do we manage all these capabilities? The nice thing is that systemd gives us a tool to do that. You can run systemd analyze user security, and it rates your work. It tells you your surface of attack. So when I started creating these systemd files, I think it was like 8. And then with just some fine-tuning and some LLM help, it came down to 1.9. And yeah, it's a very, very nice tool to do it. And yeah, there is always the concern of that our solution is right now GitHub specific. But I really hope also that we have nice runners that we can implement the same thing, the same systemd for other forges, right? And for here is the most special slide, because there are great talks by Leonard 10 years ago about the container manager in the systemd. And then there is a more recent one, a new system container runtime from last year. And then I also linked all our open source documentation that you can see. We centralize everything on GitHub under the same organization. And we also use GitHub pages that are very nice to learn about our open source efforts. So you can go to analogdevicelink.io. Where you can grab all open source about everything, including our Linux approach, and see our Linux monitoring as a nice graph that is updated daily. And the recommendation is here is not to use our development branches for productions. Please merge the latest table tag of the day, and then build your product around it. So, questions?
Do you want to start developing the driver for systemd and spawn for distrobox?
Yeah. I can open and show.
Thanks.
Yeah. So everything is documented, kinda. You can grab what I implemented, and I can also do some help, yes. More questions? Thank you.